The prince's words were like a dagger in the mermaid's heart. He was everything to her, but he loved someone else. "Don't worry," he said. "You can come with me." But the little mermaid shook her head, sobbing silently. Next morning, she watched her prince sail into the distance. The world she loved was lost to her.
"You can never go back," said the witch's voice inside her head.
"Come to us,"
sang the ocean spray.
"Forever,"
whispered the foaming surf. With tears streaming down her cheeks, the brave little mermaid disappeared into the welcoming waves. The coffee klatch with 7 different kinds of cookies is an important institution in Sweden. Our country is also the only place in the world that calls such an informal gathering a party. Many people love to bake sweet breads and cakes, and getting together with friends for coffee and cake is one of life's simple pleasures. But in today's world, there's seldom time for more than 1 or 2 kinds of cake. In a world where Leo is now king, Leo is now free to rule. But for how long? Leo has retaken his place as king, but now there are new challenges. There's also an enemy in the jungle. Rumors that Sion has returned. New friends abound, as well as allies. Unfortunately, life in the jungle is not simple. Watch Jungle Cowboys in theaters this summer. Whatever his reason was for being late, she'd forgive him. She always did. She was that besotted with him that she didn't care how he treated her, as long as he made time to be with her. He was a busy man with a tight schedule. She'd known that from the outset of their relationship and had accepted it. Unexpectedly, his tone switched, his words taking on a more sinister note, pushing aside his persuasive whisper. "You think you're so damn sexy, don't you? Think you cast a spell over the men you lure into bed? Not this man. You disgust me. You always have done. I could never love a desperate slut like you. A woman willing to spread her legs at the flick of a switch." Panic set in.
"Please stop, you're hurting me."
His tongue lashed her cheek. "Shh. Enjoy the moment. Relax. It'll all be over soon enough." She tried her utmost to relax, but his grip tightened as the breath continued to seep out of her body. She flailed her arms.
"Please, no more. Stop."
"Why? You love it when I show you attention like this." "Relax. Go with the flow,"